Part 3, Legal Considerations, Land Trust and Other Legal Considerations, Chapter 14. Are you aware that every time you sign your name on a note, you're taking everything you own at risk to fulfill that debt? Did you know that in most states, creditors can sue for default on a mortgage note and come after you personally without even bothering with a house? That's their right. They can look to all your other assets to satisfy their debt in place of or addition to the property you mortgaged. But don't worry, I have a solution to that problem for some types of financing. This solution also solves several other problems associated with owning real estate. It's simple, yet it's extremely important to all of us who buy houses. Anyone can use it, and it doesn't cost a nickel extra to take advantage of it. This solution is called a land trust, are commonly referred to as a grantor revocable trust. First, let's learn what it is, and then I'll do a crash course on why and how to use it. Definition of a land trust. It's irrelevant to us as investors how land trusts originated or that a lot of history is behind them. Such trusts were first used hundreds of years ago, but we only need to focus on how they can benefit us now. For simplicity, consider the land trust as a method of taking title to property, nothing more, nothing less. It's an agreement between the officer of the trust called the trustee and the person who actually controls the property called the beneficiary. The trust identifies certain duties that each agreed to perform, and the agreement is signed by both parties, then it becomes the property of the beneficiary. The beneficiary owns the trust, and the trust owns the property. The trustee has only those powers granted to him or her by the beneficiary, and he or she performs minimal duties, usually just signing the documents. The trustee has no personal liability or responsibility to do anything more than those minimal tasks. A land trust has two main components. The first and the most important is the deed to the trust, which replaces a regular deed and includes the language that both sets up the trust as soon as the deed is recorded and gives the trustee limited powers. The second component is the trust agreement, which spells out all the conditions of the trust. This agreement says, or stays with you, and is the only document that discloses the beneficial interest. Both documents are easy to complete and not a big deal. People ask me all the time, well, how do I form a land trust? Simple. Fill out the deed, or have your attorney do it, to a trust and record it. You've just funded the trust with the property, so your trust is formed. It exists until the time stated in the trust agreement expires, or until the deed, until you transfer the property to someone else, until the trust deeds the property to your buyer. Reasons to use a land trust. Savvy investors use land trust every day. This powerful document offers personal and legal advantages not associated with any other kind of property ownership. I'll discuss each of the benefits briefly in the following sections. First, there's privacy. Secrecy is an important aspect of a trust. No one knows you are the beneficiary except for you and the trustee. When somebody checks the title to a property, you don't own the property. In fact, you have no interest in the property as far as the rest of the world is concerned. All they see is that the property is owned by a trust. They don't know the beneficiary's name. The only way they'll find out is by a court order or if your trustee has a big mouth. Nowhere on public records is the beneficiary shown. The only place it's shown is in the trust agreement in your filing cabinet. A deed is recorded at the courthouse and bears the name of the trustee as grantee. Nowhere does it mention the beneficiary's name. The trust document itself remains in the possession of the beneficiary. It isn't recorded anywhere, nor does it become public knowledge. Therefore, you have total privacy. Loan liability. The trust can and should be used to create seller carryback financing. There's absolutely no reason for you to ever personally sign a note to a seller. If you fail to heed this advice, you may very well be headed for an expensive real-world seminar. The process is simple. The trust takes title to the house, so the trustee signs a note as trustee. Because your name appears nowhere on the documents, you are not therefore liable, personally liable for anything. So long as the words as trustee appear after the trustee's signature, he or she is not liable either. Presto, you have just created a note that won't ever come back to haunt you. The most the seller can get back is the property because you didn't guarantee the debt. The trust did. And the only asset in the trust is the one house you bought from the seller. So in effect, the house is guaranteeing the debt. Lawsuit protection. Another key reason to use a land trust is limited lawsuit protection. It's not a foolproof plan to keep you from being sued because your beneficial interest can be attached, but it's a lot better than owning property in your own name. The first thing an attorney does to prepare to sue you is to check your assets. All the attorney can do with a land trust is to check your name, but if your name doesn't show up on public records, and it won't, the attorney doesn't have a clue you have anything to do with this property. The only way the attorney can find out is to get wind of the fact that you own some properties in trust and then call you in for a deposition and ask you point blank, do you own any interest in trust? At that time, you have to either answer yes or commit perjury. Let's assume, however, that you leave your properties titled in your name or, even worse, jointly with your spouse. Now you get sued and the plaintiff, the suer, is awarded a large judgment over and above your insurance benefits. The minute that judgment is recorded, it attaches to your properties and prevents any future sale or refinancing until the judgment is satisfied. In fact, the plaintiff can now start action to attach your assets and everything you work for is lost. On the other hand, let's say your properties were in a land trust before the legal action started. First of all, a name search will produce nothing because you own nothing as far as public records are concerned. This alone will stop a lot of lawsuits in their tracks. If it's obvious a judgment can't be collected, if won, it would be fruitless for anyone to pursue a lawsuit and incur the cost unless insurance proceeds were available. Under these circumstances, the case would usually be settled out of court. But let's assume none of that happens, but you are sued anyway and the suer gets a judgment. It doesn't attach to the properties because you don't own them. The trust owns the house and you own the trust. A judgment against you cannot attach to a property you do not own. Now, before we become too smug, be aware that this legal protection doesn't prevent a good attorney from coming after your interest in the trust. But the attorney must first discover you have an interest, and then there's someone willing to pay the high cost of another separate, expensive, and risky lawsuit action, or won't go nowhere. Even though it's not a foolproof lawsuit protector, a trust sure beats owning property in your own name. Estate planning. A land trust is a good first step to estate planning, but it is by no means a total plan. Many kinds of trusts and other entities are available. If your property is in a trust and you die, whomever is your beneficiary now owns the trust. He or she now owns whatever interest you owned. To avoid probate, however, in most cases, this needs to be taken a step further. The most widely used method is to place the land trust in a living trust or a family limited partnership. And this topic could lead us into a discussion that would fill a book so big you'll have to have a wheelbarrow to tote it around. Attachment of judgments and liens. I just discussed lawsuit protection as a result of the privacy created by using land trust, but consider this. You guys got a huge tax bill from the IRS because you didn't pay all your taxes 2 years ago, and the IRS didn't agree with your version of the return. Several months go by, you just can't come up with the money to pay the IRS, and they issue a tax lien. As soon as the lien is recorded, you now have a lien on every piece of property you own in your name. You've just become the stuckee. You can't sell or refinance until the IRS is paid. Had your properties entitled into a land trust, as they should be, the lien wouldn't attach to the properties. Remember, you don't own them. The land trust does. A lien against you cannot attach to properties you do not own. You may sell some properties to get the money, or you may do nothing. Your options are still available because you made a very simple move to never own anything on public record in your own name again. For clarity, I didn't say the IRS can't get your assets. I merely said the lien doesn't automatically attach on a recordation of the IRS lien. If the IRS wants your beneficial interest in the land trust, it'll get them, but chances are good they never will. The odds are with you, but don't construe a land trust as some kind of tax avoidance device. It's a transparent entity so far as the IRS is concerned, which means the IRS will tax you in the entity you report ownership on your return, regardless of whether title is in your name or in the land trust. It's the IRS cares where the money goes, not the ownership of the property. The entity that's taking in the money, if any, and putting out the money, if any, is the entity that'll get reported on, and that's the entity that'll get taxed, regardless of whether you own it or your trust owns it. If I were you, the IRS is one gorilla I wouldn't dance with. The good news about paying taxes is there's plenty left over for you. And if you're worried about paying too much in taxes, you just don't make enough money. Ease of transfer. When you sell to buyers who understand trust, quite often they would prefer you assign them the trust rather than having the trust deed the property to them. This action saves closing costs because nothing changes at the courthouse. The trust still owns the house, and you're simply selling the trust. It's done with one sheet of paper called an assignment of beneficial interest. It's as simple as you signing it and your trustee signing it, and you're handing it to the buyer. That's it. Now, of course, your buyer will want to check the title first and will probably want someone to prepare a closing statement, but all the normal transfer and recording costs have been avoided. Bank loans. When you go to a bank to borrow money that is secured by property, the bank will require your personal signature on the note. It will not let you take the title into the trust because the bank doesn't understand it. If you have intentions of buying a property and then refinancing it, don't take title in the name of the trust. A bank won't make a loan to a trust. If you're going to refinance, take title in your name, refinance, and then place the property into a trust. The lender cannot call the loan due as long as you are the controlling interest in the trust, even if the loan contains a due on sale clause, and most do. In 1982, the Garn-St. Germain Federal Depository Institution Act made it illegal for a lender to call a loan simply because the property has been transferred into a trust. Appointing a trustee. Trustee must be a person you trust, or in many states, it can be your corporation or limited liability company. You can make a family member, friend, or title agent your trustee. The trustee can be someone out of state, but remember that the trustee does the signing for any transaction of the trust. The trustee can close deals for you when you're not in town because of the trust provisions. But the trustee can sign documents only because you, as beneficiary, give him or her the permission. The beneficiary has all the control. The trustee has no control except to do what the beneficiary instructs. The trustee signs all documents at the direction of the beneficiary. Now, this has been a brief introduction to a few of the key ideas regarding the use of land trust. To use trust effectively, you need to learn much more, but the subject is too extensive for this book. I have thousands of students using land trust nationwide, and that's because trusts are so simple to use, costs nothing extra, and really have no downside. Bearing that in mind, please don't let so-called experts convince you otherwise. Get the facts from the people who know instead of constantly reinventing the wheel. If you buy real estate, you should be using land trust. It's just that simple. Ignorance warning. You will meet resistance from people about land trust, especially attorneys who don't understand them. If you need an attorney's blessing before you use one, the chances aren't good you'll find an attorney to give you that blessing. The problem, attorneys just don't get it, and they confuse it with other business entities like business trusts that require a tax return, ID number, and a bank account. A land trust needs none of these things. It needs no tax ID number, no tax return, no annual fees, no bank account, no special forms to file, and no permission from untrained advisors or anyone else on the earth. Some attorneys attempt to nix its use because there is no state statute covering land trust. Therefore, attorneys assume it can't be used and come to other erroneous conclusions derived from ignorance or lack of research. Absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. No harm will come to you if you use a land trust, but serious harm can come if you don't. So let's look at a worst-case scenario. You put your house in a land trust and someone convinces you you've done something evil and you must take it back out. It's simple. Fill out a deed from the trust to you and go to your recorder's office and record it. Voila! No more land trust. Back to normal with your assets exposed to creditors and predators and a sitting duck for anyone with a smarter lawyer than yours. If I were you, I'd be very careful listening to anyone who suggests to you that exposing your assets is the right thing to do. To whom are you listening? Closing. Each problem has hidden in it an opportunity so powerful that it literally dwarfs the problem. The greatest success stories were created by people who recognized a problem and turned it into an opportunity. Joseph Sugarman. If you'd like to get more information about Land Trust, you can find it at ronlegrand.com. You can join our Gold Club at ronsgoldclub.com. You'll find several lessons there. You'll also find the documents to use, which includes the warranty deed to trustee and the trust agreement itself and an assignment of beneficial interest and several others.